The readings of this Wednesday in the fourth week of Lent, as I said before, are very long, very full, very beautiful, in fact. Would that we had the energy and the voice to explain them all in detail. First we have the prophet Saint Ezekiel, and then the prophets in Isaiah. All of them have something very important and very beautiful to say to us. And then, of course, as I mentioned Sunday, and also yesterday, during these last days of Lent, it seems like more and more we have pericopes of the Gospel of St. John. And one of the things about the Gospel of St. John is that it is the longest Gospel. All the things that he tells us are said in the longest way possible. And, of course, he was there, the beloved disciple of our Lord, and so he has the mission from God to teach us all these wonderful things. And of course, the Gospel of today, as you have read, and as I have read in Latin, is about the man that was born blind. And there are so many lessons there, there's no way we can possibly cover them all. But among them is the fact that the apostles ask our Lord, who sinned, he or his parents? It was always seen, and up to that time, that if someone had a horrible thing happen to them, as a child who was born with some defect, in this case, he was blind from birth, that it was punishment by God for something that his parents did or that he did. Of course, how could he have sinned in the womb other than original sin? Which, of course, renders us, and St. Augustine speaks about this, it renders us blind. And thus we have our Lord making mud from the spittle and anointing his eyes. And, of course, this is all compared to, by St. Augustine, but as to the catechumens of the Church. They are anointed before they are baptized with the oil of catechumens. And this is what St. Augustine compares this first anointing with the mud made with the saliva of Christ. Of course, imagine how many miracles we would have had we still some of this mud in the world today, but we don't. We have, however, the sacraments and the sacramentals, and that should be enough for us. And many, many miracles happen all the time. We particularly have seen so many here, and through the intercession of this particular statue of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima. God can do anything he wants. Through created beings, including mud and water and oil and who knows how many other things, metals and scapulars, rosaries and the likes, he can procure miracles for us, and we ought to use them with reverence and love for that as well. So eventually he tells him, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the Siloam meant the one sent. Now, isn't that something? The pool of the one sent. And who is the one sent? It is Jesus Christ. Christ means the one sent. So he is sent by God to redeem us, to save us from our sins, to teach us. And as he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So many, many lessons here, too many for us to go into. But these are things that you should read on your own and meditate. And of course, the best thing is to read them ahead of the Mass. That way you can catch a cognate or another during the reading of the Gospel and the readings in Latin, but also to read them afterwards and see what exactly is going on here. This is, in a sense, a very short history of someone's salvation, the blind man. And in that sense, it is a history of our own salvation, because we too are blind. But because of Christ, we can see, if we wish to see, if we look at him who is the light of the world. And of course, the Pharisees hated it. And it was on a Saturday when he did this. Now, even though he is the Lord of the Sabbath, they don't care. So they try to condemn him. And he basically puts them in his place, in their place. But they try to condemn the blind man. And the blind man tells him, I don't know whether he's a sinner or not, because they were saying that Jesus was sinning against the law of Moses. And it wasn't the law of Moses, it was his law, given through Moses. So, I mean, they don't understand. They are blind. They are more blind than the man born blind. So they condemn him, and they condemn Christ as a sinner. And, of course, most of them would die in their own sins, because they would turn Jesus over to the enemy, and he would be tortured and put to death for our salvation. And so today, as we meditate on these mysteries, and as we suffer all the inconveniences of life, let us try to meditate on these wonderful things. Because every single day our Lord teaches us so many, many wonderful things. And so may our Lord bless us and bless you, and may he awaken us to the reality of our holy Catholic faith, and that it is all about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whom we worship, and from whom we have light, and from whom we have life, eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.